Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, January 4th, 2026. Happy New Year. What a year it's been for the show. What a year it's going to be for the show. I'm honored again. I'm blessed. I can't put it even in a nutshell what we talked about off air, that I know that today is for it's a reason and a purpose. My guest is here. Welcome to Rock the Flock, Matt Pelt.
Glad to be here, man. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show.
And you're close. I mean, usually artists are north of me and Nashville, but they could be anywhere across the United States. Like I said, Holland, Mexico, Canada, Africa, Pakistan. But you were in the Peach State.
I am in the Peach State. I don't even think I'm that far from, I think Montgomery is like 3 hours from here or something. I don't think it's that far. I could be wrong, but yeah.
It's about three hours.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's amazing.
It is. That means big things, buddy. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
When we come back, we are going to just have a little fun, dig into your life, find out everything about you. And because we got all these artists that need to know the brother at the door. So when we come back, it'll be Mr. Matt Pelt right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. It's 2026 and the first guest of the year, Mr. Matt Pelt. Matt, thank you again for taking the time. I'm glad you feel better. A rough start to the early part of the week.
It was, for sure. Yeah, we were supposed to do this, what was it, 3 days ago?
Yes, sir.
And I thought I had beat the stuff that was going around because everybody in my family had had it. People in church had had it. I'd been around all these people, and I never got it. But God was gracious, and he waited until there was no like Christmas Eve services or Christmas services or any of that stuff before I caught it. And so I'm just thankful, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going around here too. My wife has been on top of it, you know, the super flu and this. And I always tell her, I said, just bring it on.
Right.
And I did that when COVID came around, and wow, I was the first one at the mill I worked at. And for 2 weeks, I was pretty down for the count. And normally that doesn't happen to me.
Right.
But I said, you know, I can't fear it. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to the gas station. I'm not washing my hands. You know, here we go. Bring it on. One more thing. So I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad your family's feeling better. And I'm glad you're here on the show, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's an honor to be here. And just a quick side note, I think it's our Southern blood because I was the exact same way during COVID. I was like, just let me get it, man. Just let me get it and get it over with. Mm-hmm. I think I've had it 4 times and each time was less, like, worse than the first one.
I had it 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun, but yeah. I was the same way. Just let me get the stuff and get it over with, man.
And I want to say a side note, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I seek the truth. I pray when I look at things and dive into things, God, let me have your eyes. You know, you are the truth. Your son is. He said he is the way, the truth, and the life. But on this earth, we live on this wicked earth. So when I see things, show me the truth so I can tell people the truth. And during COVID, it was several months after, there were, I'll just say, some people. We went and had our blood drawn, and I didn't vaccinate. In four of us that did, two that did and two that didn't. My protein level was three times what it should have been. And that's just natural antibody that took over. The two that had the vaccination, I think 20, the spike protein level was 20, however it measures. One was 21 and one was 19. So they had it and really didn't have the antibody to fight it. And the other one that did was they couldn't even measure it. It was off the chart so high.
Wow.
So that's just, who knows? I talk about that. I talk about music, 444 hertz music on this show. Man, people probably think I'm crazy, but I just try to find, I try to find the truth in things.
Well, I think that's the way you have to be. I mean, you know, I missed out. I don't say I missed out. I had an opportunity to do a tour in the throes of COVID, and it wasn't the arena that wanted to us to be vaccinated. It was the particular group that I was going to be with. Mm-hmm. And I was like, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make me vaccinate myself just because you want, if you got vaccinated, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't try to force me to mm-hmm. be vaccinated if I don't want to be. And so I just didn't do it. I was like, nope, not going to happen.
I thought I was going to lose my job. And I have a pretty good job where I work. And it was just going to happen. I mean,
right. You
know, I even told him if I have to wear a mask, I'm not coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can set me up remote at home, but I'm not going to wear a mask. And it all worked out.
Yeah.
Hopefully it did. And I feel, I feel sorry for the families that suffered on either side of that decision. You know, because a lot of people suffered tremendously, and there was a lot of loss on both sides of that argument, I guess, if that's what, for the sake of words. But we're here to talk about you, sir.
All right.
And so you have pulled up. I love doing this every week. You've pulled up to the Rock the Flock house. You've knocked on the door. You know, we have officially added the third floor to the house because there's so many artists now, and we're out in the back deck now. I mean, we're just overspilling this little area. We're gonna have to talk about maybe relocating to a bigger place soon. But doors been open, and everybody's looking at who is this godly man standing at the door. So who is Matt Pelt?
Man, you know, the short of the long answer is probably the cliche answer, and that's just a sinner that was saved by grace, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody that doesn't deserve the things that the Lord has blessed me with, and just to know Him is the prize, and, you know, get to do things for Him. And so, like I was telling you earlier, I came from a small town called Chatsworth, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I think we had three restaurants other than, like, I think there was two mom and pop restaurants. So we had what do we have? We had McDonald's, Hardee's, KFC, and Taco Bell. I was wrong. We had four. And so one red light, and that's just the kind of town that I grew up in, and I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. I think there's a lot of good that came from that. But I grew up extremely poor. Mm-hmm. I grew up, I mean, as poor as you could be. And that alone just, it forces you to appreciate a lot of things that other people might not appreciate. And so, but yeah, man, I started learning music out of necessity, because my uncle took over a church. This was a little small church. If you think of the churches that you see in movies, that little one room church with benches on each side, that's the church that I grew up in. And my uncle took this church over. There's a lady there that played piano named Judy. she may watch this, and sweetest lady, still is the sweetest lady. And but she had gotten sick or something and was going to be out for a while with surgery, and nobody else played an instrument. Mm-hmm. So I was 15 and my two cousins, I think, were, no, maybe I was, yeah, I was 15. My cousins were like 10 and 9 or something like that. And we learned to play guitar, bass, and just sing out of necessity. And so that sparked the whole thing. I started writing songs when I was a little kid. I didn't know that I was writing songs, but I would just put words together. And so when I started leading at my uncle's church, we began to also sing songs that I wrote. And I always wrote songs, but never really tried to do anything with them until it was right before COVID. So my entire life, I'm writing songs of my own. I'm singing them in church. I have people telling me all the time, you should release these. And I'm like, man, I'm from Chatsworth. I have no idea what that even means. Like, you know? And so my wife sees this thing where you can go and audition for this online writing camp for Maverick City. And they only take, like, I think it was 50 people. You have to send in a song that you've written. And they took me and they were like, yeah, this is a good song. And then they said, we have an in-person one. You'd have to re-audition, but send in some more songs. But if you'd want to be a part of it, we think you might be a good candidate. They only take 20 people. So I did that. They took me. And at this camp, I didn't know this, but they had all these writers in a room, in different rooms. They just brought us all together. And it was Maverick City with a bunch of other writers. The guys from Passion were there. Pat Barrett was there, just a bunch of like professional people, and they had amateur writers and professional writers. I didn't know that I was only supposed to be with the amateur writers. And so they come into the room and they're like, hey, there's two of you guys in this right that play guitar. This other group over here doesn't have anybody that plays guitar. Could one of you volunteer to go there? And I was like, I'll do it. I didn't know that they were putting me in a room with all professional writers. Mm. So they put me in this room, and I had already been working on this song. And it's funny how the Lord works, because if I'd known they were professionals, I wouldn't have thrown out ideas. I wouldn't have said, because I'd have been too nervous. And so they were like, wow, that's great. And so we finished this song. One of the girls in the group happened to be named Lauren Evans. And she was connected to Influence, mm-hmm. who we were talking earlier about Melody. Mm-hmm. And she was a good friend of Melody's. And she said, hey, I think you and this group would make great music together. And she passed me off to Melody, and the rest is history. And it's just been, you know, I've led worship in South Korea. I've led all over the United States. I've got to do so many different things. And, that's the musical side of my life. But I think the even better part is in like 2013, I was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. And so I wanted to tell the musical part so you could see what the Lord has done in the midst of, I shouldn't even be here. Mm-hmm. You know, I started having these episodes where I would almost pass out. And at first, they thought it was just anxiety, and they were doing all these tests because I was young. And they were like, well, it's not this, and it's not that. And they had me wear a heart monitor for a while, and they're like, it's not that. And finally, like, just as a last-ditch effort, they're like, we're just going to, like, look in your stomach. We're going to do a endoscopy and just see, because the heart and, like, the stomach can be related in symptoms. Mm-hmm. And they go in there and they find a tumor that is right at the base of where your duodenum like meets your stomach. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, yeah, this is, they took a biopsy. This is cancer. And because of where the cancer was, because it was right where the esophagus meets the, stomach, it was a small tumor, but it was big in regards to your esophagus is not that big. Mm-hmm. And so they said, we're going to have to do a procedure called a Whipple procedure where they cut you from one side to the other. They reroute some things. They take out some things. What they didn't tell me was if they did that, that my life expectancy would be 5 to 10 years post-operation. That most people that have that procedure die within 5 to 10 years. And so when the guy was explaining to me what they were going to have to do, I said, how many of these have you done? He said, you'd be my first. I said, the devil is a lie. I'm not going to be your guinea pig here, sir. And so I went to church that night, and they prayed over me at church. And I just felt the Lord give me this sense of everything is going to be okay. And when I went back to get the following scan, they went in and they did an endoscopy again, and the same tumor had shrank to less than half the size that it was before the church prayed for me. And I can verify this with medical documents. I mean, the Lord performed a miracle, and he shrank that tumor to the point, and within like a month, that I no longer needed this huge surgery. They ended up doing a laparoscopic surgery. No chemo, no radiation. None of the stuff was needed. I simply went in, had a surgery. I was out of the hospital within 3 days. Had to get a scan every 6 months for the first 5 years, and have never had a problem since. Like, the Lord just miraculously healed me of cancer.
Amen.
And so, man, to be here talking to my Alabama brother today is, man, I'm just so thankful to be here. And any opportunity I get to lead worship and to sing to the God who heals and saves and saved me and healed me, I want to do that every chance I get. So it's an honor to be here, man.
Well, man, it's an honor to have you. And I feel we're deep already right now, man. We got in deep. We dug in. But the next segment is scripture. So a Bible verse. And I have a feeling it's just going to knock it out of the park, whatever verse you have for us today. So when we come back, we'll have your life verse or verse of this season of life. And we'll go from there.
Sounds good, man.
We'll be right back with Matt Pelt on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and it is 2026. Joining the show this week from not too far away, Mr. Matt Pelt. Thank you again. Thank you for opening up, sharing a little bit of your testimony, because I know I'm older. I can't tell you how old I am, but I always know there's always more. And I can tell God has blessed your life. He's had his hand on your life. He's healed you in your life. And the most important part of that first segment was the power of prayer, because prayer is powerful.
Yeah.
And we're in the scripture part, and I'll just share this real quick, because I've been going around to as many people as I can, and I shared it on my social media, you know, the whole Matthew 17:21 thing, that, you know, if you go to the newer Bibles, you can't find Matthew 17:21. It goes from verse 20 to 22. And why? I want to know why. When things are taken out of the Bible, I want to know why. Books, yeah. Verses, or... And so I went to look at it. You know, in some Bibles, it refers you back to Mark. And you go to Mark, and it's a whole new kind of definition of that verse, but it's about prayer and fasting and what right. what that'll do. It'll heal your body. It'll drive out evil spirits, demons. So prayer works, and people just need to know that, you know, God is with us. You know, he sent his son for us to walk with us. And what did we do to him when he walked with us? wasn't good what we did to him, and he still loved us that much. So, Matt, thank you for reminding us that there is a God who listens. Now, he may not answer you today if you're listening. He may not answer that prayer immediately. But there is a yes or a no to that prayer. And you have to trust either one of those paths. So, Matt, we're going to get into the Word. What verse do you have for us?
Well, man, you know, I love what you just said. Like, we have a God who sees, you know. And I always think back to the Old Testament when God is giving out, when actually the people are calling God certain things like Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, you know, all these different things. And they're calling him things because remember when he talked to Moses, he said, just tell him that I am sent you. That's the name he gave to Moses, right? Mm-hmm. And the people are telling God, they're calling God based on what they've seen him be. Mm-hmm. And so when it's like, hey, I can call him the God who sees me because he intervened in a situation that there's no other way that it could have went the way that it went unless God saw it and moved. Mm-hmm. I can call him Jehovah Rapha because he has provided for me in ways that only he could provide. And so I know there are people that don't believe in healing anymore. Well, you can't convince me that God doesn't heal because I've seen him heal. Mm-hmm. I've experienced him healing. And so when I think back, the verse that's always stuck out to me, and I remember the first time I really read this verse. I'd read it before, but this was the first time I was a kid and it hit me here. You know, like I actually understood what he was saying. I can't remember if it's John 10:14 or 14:10, could be wrong, but it's the verse that says, I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I remember reading that. I was about 10 or 11 years old. And it broke me at that age. And it stuck with me my entire life, how no matter what we're going through, I can know him as a good shepherd. I can know him as somebody that is trying to be there for me. I grew up without a father. I had good male role models in my life. My grandfather and my uncle were there. But to know him in that shepherding way, the way that a father is for a son. Mm-hmm. And that verse has just always stuck with me, man. And still to this day, I love it because that's the way I know it.
That's cool. That's what I consider a life verse, which are really neat because you said when you said the word, it sticks with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what a shepherd he is. And it comes up a lot on this show that he is such a good shepherd. If one leaves the 99, he'll leave the 99 to get the one.
Right.
He's not going to, and yet, and people have to understand in the context, he's not going to leave you hurting. He's not going to leave you in despair. He's not going to turn his back when you have marital problems or financial problems or chemical problems. He's right there with you, and he's the answer to that problem.
Right.
For you, or if it's a situation where it's you or in someone else, he is that answer.
Right.
Because he is the shepherd. He's bringing you back to the flock.
Right. And I think a lot of times people don't really think about this, but him equating us to sheep was not a compliment. that was him saying, have you been around sheep? Because I can literally, like when they would go after that one that left the flock, they would throw it up on their shoulders. They would get it back and they would throw it down with the rest of the herd. That thing could turn right back around and run right back in the direction that you just pulled it from out of the ditch. So the Lord, like, if you think that what you're going through or the thing that you're struggling with is too much for God, God is like, I knew what I was calling you before I said that I equated you to sheep. And he's just saying, like, if you run back, I'm going to come and get you again. Mm-hmm. And if you go back over and over and over, he's just going to continually do that, because that's what good shepherds do.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Matt. When we come back, we're going to jump into your music a little more.
All right.
So we'll be right back with Matt Pelt on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. If we could record everything that happens off air on this show, you know, this show is the best show going right now anyway. But if we could record this stuff off air, it would be insane.
Probably get a Nobel Prize or something if you were able to.
Then they may lock me up. Who knows? But laughing on the other end, if you're just tuning in, you've missed a lot. And if you're, the good part about it is, you know, not only do you get to hear this on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, you can stream it at 897WJHO.org. But if you want to go back and listen to Matt Pelt, if you've missed the first part and you do want to go back and listen to it, you can jump on Spotify and just look up Rock the Flock, and it'll be out Monday around lunchtime, and you'll see, I forget what episode we're on right now, but you'll see Matt Pelt's name on it, and you want to hear his amazing testimony. But this is the fun part of the show, where we get to talk about music. Matt, I see behind you a guitar on the wall, and we've talked about, yes, you do play guitar. Are there any other instruments you play?
Yeah, I mean, I dabble on piano. I wouldn't call myself a real pianist by any means, but I dabble on keys. I play bass and pretty much stuff with strings I can play. But yeah, man, that's my main thing. I can keep a beat on a drum kit, but there's too much going on for me to really be a drummer.
We have to find out how many songs you've written first before I can ask the next question. So how many songs do you think, because you said you had a very early start. How many songs have you, and I'm sure in the early days they went on paper because you probably didn't have the technology that we have now, because now you probably, like everybody does, you sing it to your phone or type it into your phone. How many songs in your repertoire do you have, sir?
And I'm not exaggerating. The Lord has just created me to be a lyricist. I've literally written thousands of songs. I would say the vast majority of them were songs I'd written alone, like the Lord would just give me a song. But then the last 4 years, I've been doing a lot of co-writing, which I highly recommend overriding alone. Mm-hmm. And man, it's just, you know, thousands of songs I've written in my time on the earth.
What is your favorite song, if you had to, out of those songs, that if you had to step on stage right now and play it, what would it be?
That I've written?
That you've written.
Oh, man. Well, this is going to, it would probably be a song called Cry Holy. Mm-hmm. And the reason would be is it just was born out of a spontaneous moment leading worship. Like, I was just on stage and the Lord just started giving me these lyrics and I just started singing them. And just the anointing that fell in the room, it all points back to Jesus. Like, Jesus gave me the words. Jesus was the anointing in the room. Jesus did all the things. And so Every place I've got to sing that song, just the Lord moves. And so even lyrically, I wouldn't call it the best song that I've ever written, but mm-hmm. there's just something about, the Lord writing the song mm-hmm. and just, you know, him doing all the work.
Well, I asked this, and I even, Kevin Young of Disciple was on earlier, and I asked him this question because I think it's fun to ask. Have you ever gotten on stage and forgotten the lyrics? You're shaking your head, yes.
I have not only forgotten the lyrics to songs I've written, but I've done worse. When they accidentally put up the wrong lyrics, and I sang those lyrics because my brain just instinctively, that's why sometimes I won't even look at a confidence monitor.
Oh, that would be so awesome to be sitting out there and you hear the music. And if you know the song and then Matt's up there singing a different song, that would be so
cool. Oh my gosh. Hey, I felt so dumb. I'm just like, but my brain, it just went to those lyrics. I'm like, yeah, I definitely have forgotten lyrics for sure.
Well, you didn't forget the lyrics of the song that we're going to be playing here in a few minutes. I asked you to pick a song, and I didn't realize how big of a task that was when you have to have a special computer to process thousands of songs. I'm on with royalty today. To pick one of those, and the song is called More. What inspired you to write a song, More?
So here's the funny thing about More. I didn't write the song. I'm just a featured artist on the song More with Michael Ketterer, who's in the same group as I am. It was written by a guy named Benji Cowart. And let's see, Drew Medina, and there was another guy on there, maybe Jeff Pardo. Mm-hmm. But Benji, I mean, all those guys have written songs that the Lord has used all over the world. I think Jeff Pardo co-wrote My Jesus by Ann Wilson. Benji, he wrote Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. I mean, it's just, and so just to be able to sing on a song that they've written is an awesome thing.
How long did it take to write that song from beginning to production? How long did that take?
So the whole process, normally these songs will be, you'll have a writing retreat where you'll gather a bunch of writers and producers together, and they'll split you up over the course of a couple of days, and you'll come out of that retreat with total, with all the rights, 20 songs. And so you may sit on that song for a while. You may listen to that song, be like, I don't know. And then the Lord may move on it later. So in this particular instance, that song was written, I want to say like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it just came out, I think it was September. Mm-hmm. So there can be. But then you have other people that are like the Forrest Franks of the world who will write a song yesterday and it'll come out like 3 days from now. So it just depends.
And then you have artists like Jordan Ramble on the show. You know, Jordan wrote a song 10 years ago and about gave up on it. And now it is all over. So I loved hearing that story that it took that long, because that just shows God's timing.
Amen.
You know, that's what it is. It wasn't supposed to come out in 6 months, a year. It was God's time when it was ready to come out.
Right, right. And it's the same for, you know, the song I Speak Jesus. Mm-hmm. One of the writers on the song is a buddy of mine. And they wrote that song, and it was out, he had released it. And it had been 5 years, and it took Charity Gale like saying, "Hey, I think I'm gonna record that song," and then the Lord just blew it up, and it went all over the place. His timing, man.
It is. Well, would you do the honor of introing more for us?
Sure. Hey, my name is Matt Pelt of Influence Music, and you are listening to my song, More, on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the first show of Rock the Flock for 2026. I hope there's a show next week, but there's a... He's not a man. He's the Son of Man. He's sitting at the right hand of God right now, and he can come back anytime. And the only reason that I would not want to be back next week on the show is if he decided to come. So, Mr. Matt Pelt, thank you for bringing the Lord to the show and bringing his spirit with you. You shared the things that have gone on physically in your life that God has healed from you, and I'm sure there's other things too that God has stepped in and assisted. But what I see now out of all of that, I see a spirit of peace about you. I see a spirit of joy about you. You can tell, like, when you shake up your Mountain Dew Zero, if you shook it up and just opened the top, it'd just spew. Well, if we took Matt Pelt, and no, this isn't a voodoo doll, Matt Pelt. If we took Matt Pelt and we shook him up, the Lord would come spewing out. So thank you, brother.
Man, I think that is the best compliment and that I've received in a long time. And the visual of that is even better.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was going to tell you after, because I thought about it a minute ago. It just came on me. There's some pillars to Rock the Flock, what I call. And, you know, Sweden, Janulovic, out in Texas is one. And it's not that anybody's different than anybody, but they were in the beginning. They were back in the mixed Sunday morning days and kind of helped me encourage. And another pillar is Taylor Holland. I don't know if you know Taylor. Brother, I feel like you may be the first time on this show, but you're going to be a pillar to the show. So thank you.
Well, thank you, man. I feel like I've known you for a long time, and I've just really met you. And so, dude, anything that the Lord brings about between us would be an amazing thing, in my opinion.
Well, let's step back and let's go to him in prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for just a truly amazing show, Lord, that you will continue to honor all the artists on this show, that you will keep guiding their hands, their mouths, their instruments, the words. And Lord, be with Brother Matt. God, if you've put 2,000 songs in his life, Lord, multiply that by 3. Keep him coming. Keep using him, Heavenly Father. Keep him in your favor as he travels, Lord. Keep him safe. Lord, protect his family. Watch after them, Heavenly Father. Send angels, Heavenly Father, a hedge of protection. God, walk with Brother Matt and bless all the days of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thank you, brother. Thank you for taking the time. And I am so thankful that you are feeling better, that you could do this.
I am too, man. It was, I'm thankful it wasn't as bad as some people got it. I was, you know, I had a few rough days and then I was pretty good. But dude, I know it's going to be fun at your house for the next couple hours till they get back from date night.
It is. It's going to be, I'll have two of my grandkids and they like to, they're the two that like to, what's the nicest way I can say this? Like to get into a lot of things. There we go.
they take after, what do they call you?
Papa.
They take after Papa. That's what it is.
Papa G.
Papa G. You know what's funny is my kids call my wife's dad G Papa.
Look, I'm telling you, man, this is, this interview is getting too, it started, now it's ended this way. So, well, where are you? You said you lead worship at church.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get out and play anywhere around, like a coffee shops or?
Not at the moment. Well, not at coffee shops, but I will play at events and things like that whenever available. We have a thing coming up in February. It's going to be in Cartersville. I don't know the official name that they are calling it yet because it's in its early stages of development, but it's going to be to raise money for local students in that area for a specific ministry, and partnering with a church here that is it's in Canton, Georgia, and it's called New Life Church. And so we're going to be doing that. I think it's the 27th of February. And so, yeah, just be, if people want to like follow or something, they can find out more information about that as it comes.
Yes, sir. Well, that was the next question. How can people connect with you?
Yeah, I have Spotify. I have, we're on Spotify. We're available everywhere music is streamed. I have some music that's just my own. And then I have, the bulk of my music is with Influence Music. I'm on social media at Matt Pelt Music on almost every platform. And I'd love to connect with you.
Well, God bless you. Well, hopefully people will jump on. I know you will have an orphanage in Africa. You'll see that they'll start to connect with you. You'll see that as soon as the show airs, they'll be connecting. So you'll have 33 kids now there that will listen in to the show.
Man, that's amazing. You know, I think to me, that is the epitome of successful ministry. It's when you can visit the fatherless and the widow. And I mean, to me, that you were talking earlier about how people hearing their song on the radio for the first time. And I remember the first time, it was actually not that long ago, I think it was about 3 months ago, that I heard my song on the radio the first time. But I remember an orphanage that wrote me out of the blue that we, the worship team I was on, we helped support this orphanage in Uganda at the time. And when they sent us a video of them just thanking us and you know, that broke me way worse.
It does, man. It's tough.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. And so I'm just grateful to have the opportunity.
They send me pictures all the time. They write messages for me on poster board. And they'll do videos and they'll hold it up and they'll wave to me, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, my birthday. I was able to... And I know we're not supposed to say what we do for people, but
right,
because they need more help. I was able to buy them a bicycle. I sent them money for a bicycle so they could haul water. And they need two more. And so I'm working to be able to, if that's one thing I can do, and that's the Lord helping, keeping me grounded, to, you know, to be able to, I mean, communicate with somebody halfway across the world. and to be able to help. Because if I don't do that, not that I ask the Lord to bless me. I do ask the Lord to bless me in every aspect. But if I don't help someone in need, then how can I ask the Lord to bless me in other areas of my life?
Come on. Yeah, man.
So they're cool. You'll find out who they are because they'll probably send you a message too. So that is awesome. And thank you for hanging out with Miss Melody because, you know, I love playing her music. I think there are, I was trying to count them a minute ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs. But Beautiful Life is the one I really love from Melody.
Well, you got to play, Look What the Lord Has Done, because that's me and Melody on the same song.
I don't think I have that one.
Oh, I'm going to chop her in the throat when I see her for not sending that.
You'll have to. I do not have that one. I have from Melody, I have Back to Praise, Beautiful Life, Closer Than I Know, God's Got This, and So Good.
Yeah, that was from her EP that was released back last year. It's a great EP.
So if there is a Melody Noel, Matt Pelt song out there, Karate Chopper and get her to send it.
I will send it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a collaboration of two Rock the Flock artists now. Look, that is good, man. Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, Matt, thank you for being the first guest of 2026. I pray that God will, that he will bless you in this year.
Well, I pray the same for Rock the Flock and for you and your family, man.
Well, all right. That is Matt Pelt on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.